God is always confirming to us, because he's working in each of us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So the Spirit of God is speaking expressly, so to speak, in that God wants us to cease from our own works. And the way that we cease from our own works is to enter into his rest. So when we are fully persuaded of that, then we will stop doing the things in our own strength and effort and ability. And listen, I got a master's degree at doing things in my own strength. You know, because we've all got passion for God. We've all got passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got compassion for other people. We want to see them to come from darkness and to light. And, you know, traditional Christianity has taught us that we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to study so hard. You know, when I got born again, when the person spoke to me about God, they didn't open up any Bible, but they just spoke from their heart, and God was working in them, and they were sharing about what Jesus Christ had done and what Jesus Christ accomplished. And it was over a period of a couple of months that this woman was sharing with me, and to the point that I really understood that I had a need for God in my life, and I didn't know, you know, how to get God into my life. And I just remember laying there and remembering that she said to me, all you got to do is receive Jesus Christ into your heart. So I said to God, you know, God, I believe you, and I believe in your son Jesus Christ, and I receive him right now. And I just remember the power of God coming upon me, and the peace and the release and the deliverance and the tears of joy, you know, because something happened inside. And that was because I received Holy Spirit. I become born again. And then from then, I have never looked back. And in the early days, I was doing loads of things for God without having any knowledge, without, you know, even being around many believers. But I went to church and I listened. And I, you know, I wasn't, they didn't really teach much Bible there anyway. It was always on about, you know, Jesus this and Jesus that, which is great. And I just wanted to do the same works that Jesus Christ done. And that was always in my heart. So, you know, for us to really move in power and to see great things happen, to see the laborers come, we have to allow God to lead us. And it's God that does the work. You know, it's grace unto you. God's favor. He does the work. And we've been trained that we should do the work, that we got to know certain things, but God is working in us by the Spirit of God. So the direction that we see is that God wants us to rest. And he just wants us to do daily what he puts in our heart to do. We keep everything very simple. And there is a scripture I want to go to, Galatians 2:20. And could you just pass my phone there, Jace? Thank you, cheers. I got it up on it because it's just a great, I love this scripture. And it's Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 20. So now we're born again of the Spirit of God. Each of us has got Christ in us, the hope of glory. Okay, we are a new creation in Christ. And, you know, we can really walk by that Spirit of God. And God wants to lead us by that Spirit. And when we allow him to do that, then he can lead us into the works that he's before ordained for us. And in Galatians 2:20, Paul says this. In fact, we go to verse 19. He said, for I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. See, it's Christ living in us. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So, you know, is Christ living in us now? Let Christ live his life through you. Let God energize you. Let God open the doors for you. It's like the children of Israel, when they went into the promised land, before they went in, they had to believe they could go in there and take it. Joshua and Caleb did, but the rest of them didn't, did they? They died in the wilderness. And God's got ready-made fields for each and every one of us. He's got before-ordained works for you. And if you want to enter into those works, you've got to enter into his rest. And so what we do is what God energizes in us. So we pray and we can desire for laborers. God really wants us to give our desires to him. And when we do that, you know, we're not worrying about, okay, is God going to answer this? Is he going to do this? God has heard us. You know, we've gone before the throne of grace to find mercy and help in the time of need. God knows it's a need for us to be fruitful. And it's a need for God for us to be fruitful. But he wants a willing heart and a humble heart. God gives grace to the humble. So when we get ourselves in that position of humbleness to receive, then we can grow and then we can move. And then we're being still knowing that he is God, that he's leading us, that he's guiding us. Like in Psalms 23, you know, David said, "No, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guides my path in righteousness for his name's sake." So it's God that does the work. So we go to God with our desire and we wait. We wait on God. And the waiting on God, like Rebecca was sharing, is that we just do those things every day that God gives us to do. Speaking in tongues, like Pedro mentioned, is very important. You know, we speak in tongues much. You know, for great things to happen, we need to speak and let God energize us. And the words that we declare from our mouth needs to be what God is working in us. You know, so we don't say what we see. We say what we want. Did you know that you have thousands of laborers? Do you know there's a ready-made field for you? And if you want to get to that ready-made field, you need to go to God. Say, "Father, I thank you for my ready-made field. I thank you for that one laborer, that through that one laborer, thousands are going to come." See, this is the way God wants us to move. He doesn't want us to try and set up this class, that class, this convention. But he wants us to simply go to him. And then who gets the glory? God gets the glory, because it's not from our effort. We know that is because of God. Like even with doing the simple thing God has instructed us in the church epistles, like honoring God, he multiplies the seed sown. He increases the fruits of our righteousness. He causes all grace to abound towards us, that we're sufficient in all things, that we may abound unto what? Every good work. See, so grace is in everything that we do. So God just says, you know, relax in me. Just chill out. Take a chill pill. Stop trying to figure everything out. Stop trying to do everything in your own strength. God is going to change the world by you. He worked in Moses. He had to work with Moses' faith and build him up. And then when Moses done what God showed him to do, step by step, as God was directing him and speaking with him, then God was able to bring millions of people out of the land of Egypt. He protected them by day and by night. And Pharaoh, with all his might, all his military might, couldn't touch him. Because, you know, Moses, the man of God, done what God put in his heart to do. And what God was showing him and leading him and commanding him to do. And God's working in you, right where you are. And so he's got these mighty works. He had to work with Abraham's faith, like I shared with last week. God had said, "I've already made you a father of many nations." So God had to work with his faith until he became fully persuaded. So God wants you fully persuaded right now to cease from any effort of your own and allow God to bring the laborers to you. Desire that laborer. There's people I know that don't want to do a fellowship. That's fine. But we still got the word and ministry of reconciliation. You know, we still can move like Jesus Christ in the sense that we can declare the gospel, the good news, this good message, which is the power of God unto salvation. And people need to be brought somewhere. People need to be encouraged and worked with. And then till they really understand the message and they begin to walk. And then if they're really walking with God, then they will desire laborers also. They will desire their own ready-made field. Because God's got a ready-made field for each of us. Because we've all got that word of ministry and reconciliation. Our job is to preach the gospel concerning Jesus Christ. To preach the message of grace. Which is that you didn't earn your salvation. You cannot earn your salvation. Jesus Christ done the work. He laid down his life. He paid the price. All we had to do was believe on him. All we had to do was confess him as Lord in our life and make him the Lord of our life. By doing what he done. What did he do? He was submitted unto God. He always done the Father's will. He spoke what the Father put in his heart. You know, he didn't just get up in the morning and decide where he was going. He spent time with the Father praying. Seeking the heart of God. Waiting on God for the direction. It brings my mind back to when I was in India. Again, it was God's grace and mercy when I lost my passport. That is a great thing. That changed my life forever. You know, and Raj Sutton at the time said to me, Lawrence, just go to your room and you pray to God. And so when I got there with God, I just knew that I was helpless. I knew I couldn't find that passport in my own effort, strength, or ability. I had to depend upon God. And it was a great lesson to learn. You know, me and Fred were there. You know, we were in this lockdown. We even got the last plane until they grounded all the flights from Amritsar to Delhi. It was God's grace. We wanted to see Sandgate. When we went to India, the schedules were that we weren't going to see him at all. But by God's grace, the desires of our hearts were given the request from God, the answer, okay, you can have 2 weeks with him. In lockdown. So God just takes care of everything. When you want something to change, and you know that you can't change it, you just give it to God. And then you say what you want. Father, I thank you this situation is resolved. I thank you that you've delivered me. I thank you that you've provided for me. I thank you that you've made the way for me where there seems no way. This week, you know, I've had a great week, actually. I've just been speaking in tongues a lot. You know, speaking those heavenly words, and God was just putting it in my heart to get some confessions together, some sayings. I am confessions. And if you go to my YouTube channel, I sent you some of the links to it. And it's just something that God worked me to do. I was really blessed to do it. And, you know, just these are some of the things that I confess every day in my life. I declare God's goodness over my life. I declare God's abundance. And I'm not sweating about anything. I'm really am resting. You ask him. She'll tell you. She'll tell you all about it. So I don't worry about anything no more. You know, because before I was always worrying. You know, what about if I haven't got labourers? What about if no one comes to the fellowship? I really want to live for you, God, but what about if no one wants to fellowship with me? All this rubbish. Because I wasn't trusting God. You know, God says, trust in me with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. But in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He'll lead you by that Spirit. He'll show you where to go, when to speak, when not to speak. He'll bring the people before you. Listen, the laborers are coming, man. You better get ready. If you want to move for God, you know, then you better be ready in the sense that you're resting in him. And you're expecting from him. Like, have great expectation on God. And for the things to really move, God says, now you speak by my Spirit. You allow me to give you the words. That's the grace. Because otherwise we're studying, which is nothing wrong with studying. I do. I look at the scriptures. But I don't study to go then, all right, I need to dump all my knowledge on you. I don't do it that. You know, I'm just refreshing, keeping my heart alive with the wonderful records of what God has done in the past with his people, being inspired, being encouraged, seeing the life of Jesus Christ, how he lived, how he moved, seeing the life of Paul, how he was a Pharisee before, and then he came into the grace of God, and then he moved in that grace. And, you know, just these wonderful records build you up. But when it comes to speaking, teaching, witnessing, we allow God to give us those heavenly words. You know, we had a great one-on-one with Amber, like Amber mentioned. There was nothing, I didn't pre-plan anything. And, I, you know, Amber come up, and then we just began to talk, and then these things come up. And it was great. You know, I got great edification and learned a lot. And so did Amber. It was a mutual thing. You know, God is always encouraging you through your giving. And so the connections are so important. You know, we can all be led by the Spirit of God. And, you know, we're all, as Jesus is, so are we in this world right now, right? But God says, iron sharpeneth iron. God has given leaders in the body. And like I shared last week, at the end of the book of Romans, you know, Paul was encouraging people to use their connections, to stay connected. When they were saying salute this brother, salute that, he was saying draw near. This word salute means to draw near. Be of the same mind. You know, speak the same things. Paul says, be followers of me because I'm followers of Christ. We want to follow those that are doing it, you know, so that we can then pick up what they're doing and be encouraged by God. And like I shared before, even the people in this world, if they want to do a certain business, they go around people that are successful in that business so that they can learn to do it the best way. So I want to be around people that are walking with God, speaking by that Spirit, encouraging other people, have a mind to reach others, to see God's word move throughout all their areas and all over the world. That's my desire. My desire is to move the word of God in all of the UK, the whole of Europe, and the world, wherever God opens the doors. It's not my job to make it happen. God will do that. And it's not because I'm anyone special. That's my desire. That's what was spoken in my life. That was the desire God gave me and put in my heart and to focus with. And I believe it with all my heart. It will come to pass. It's already happening. It's already begun. And so God's going to do all this. He's going to provide everything. And you'll see it happen. You'll say, yeah, man, what Lawrence spoke was right. Because my words, I believe what I'm saying. I believe God has given me these words to speak. And you can speak the same way too. What do you want? What do you desire? What do you want to see happen in your life as a believer of God? Do you want to see many people come from darkness to light, from death to life, from sickness to wholeness, from poverty to abundance? Do you want to help people have a better life? God's given us this awesome privilege to help other people, to build them up like we've been built up, to speak encouragement like we've been encouraged, to bring deliverance like we've been delivered. God has taken me out of so much, out of the muck, out of the mire, the sticky mire, where it was hard to pull me out. But God got me out. He was the only one that could do it. But he had faithful men and women who was available at that time to help me get out of it. God needs someone. Who's going to go? Who's going to speak? Who's going to stop doing it their own way? Who's going to stop thinking they're so smart because they know so many scriptures? It ain't going to be done by that. It's going to be done by God, by the grace of God. So we need to give people the heavenly words which will bring deliverance. These words in lifetime, just like Jesus did. The Pharisees spoke against him. He didn't use scrolls and scriptures. He would refer to them. But he spoke those heavenly words in lifetime, bringing great deliverance. Because he was grace and truth. He walked in grace and truth. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Okay, and now we are in this grace by the mercy and grace of God. And we can go to that throne room of grace. Father, help me to enter into your rest. If you're struggling, if you still think that you need to do something, that you need to be more knowledgeable, Father, help me to rest. Help me to understand this. Enlighten my heart. give me your wisdom. God gives more grace to the humble when we ask God, Father, show me. Really show me how to live and move in this wonderful grace, this life, this newness of life that you've given me. Help me to see it. And help me to walk in it to bring glory to you, to honor you with my life. Let me be fruitful, God. I can't be fruitful in my own effort, not even in my own knowledge and wisdom. But God, you help me to be fruitful. I know you want me to have good success. I know that you want me to be that blessing, that you've blessed me so much that I can be that blessing. So really go to God, enter into his rest, speak in tongues, speak by the Spirit of God. Honor God with your substance. The three basic things. Do that like they do in India. And they're just having success after success. And it's a repetition and it's repeating itself. It's not a one-off. It's been going on for years now. There's an example. They're an example for us to follow. Can you see? So you want to get some good connections and those that are following that way. And listen to these words. And then as you become humble and focus with God and say, Father, show me this way, show me the way, then he will. He, you know, you'll be so blessed. You'll look back at yourself and think, man, I used to struggle there. I used to condemn myself there. I really thought I had to do it this way. But now we can just chill. We really can. You know, we're seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We have an abundance of grace. And we got pleasures forevermore with God. Even with everything that's going on in this world right now, we have peace. We have peace. We have an abundance of peace. We know we got the direction. We know we got deliverance if we need it. We know we got health and healing and provision if we need it. Whatever you need, God said, don't worry. Just focus with me and I'll take care of you. Just do what you know to do and what I'm working in your heart to do. And just be led by me. Live in the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. And speak by the Spirit. Have a read of Galatians, the whole book. It'll explain a lot to you about this Spirit of God that we've got. And we can either be under the law or under grace. So that's what I wanted to share.